that famous bitch in rotation. I just pull a shawty on probation. Paranoid pulling the garage, running a hit. I'm on hydroponic, nigga, I'm full of balls in that rig. I'm a
back with another one, man.
Welcome, Bizak. I hope y'all missed us like we missed y'all. This episode 37, and we are Keep It A Yard Vibecast. This episode of Keep It A Yard Vibecast has been brought to you by High End Janitorial Service, commercial, industrial, carpet cleans, move outs, mold remediation, whatever you need, whatever you got going on, get with me, 267-809-4226. I want to shout out Honey Hill Catering for being one of our sponsors. Shout out Seth Swish.
For sure.
Get with him at honeyhillcatering@gmail.com. I'm sorry, Deron. Hotmail.com.
Shout
What's
out Swish. 267-847-1805.
All right. Anybody who wants to partner, anybody who wants anything sponsored, anybody who want to brand promote it, get with us.
And we pulling up too, man.
Yeah, that's part of the pull-up package. That's part of the high-end, part of the Vibecast pull-up package,
We touching the people, kissing babies, all that, man.
All that, running our campaign up, man. Yeah, so we will come to
really
you.
Really got us running a campaign, I'll just joke, man.
Shout out to the Forever Pop-Up we just did on Friday.
Oh, yeah, shout out to
what was that, Saturday?
Saturday, Forever Pop-Up. Shout out Forever Pop-Up.
Shout out Jay, that was a great vibe. Thank you for inviting us, and shout out to all the vendors that attended and interviewed and all that.
Shout out to Bob.
Shout out Bob. Do it for my city podcast. Celebrating your friends. Shout out Young Bob and what he got going on. What else, Husky Biz?
That's it, yeah.
No, it's not it. We on some LA Air shit.
Oh, yeah.
It's not it. What the fuck is you talking about, bro?
Yeah. Push.
Listen. Again, I'm going to keep pushing this shit every episode. LA Air. Niggas like, what's LA Air?
Until they see it.
LA Air is great energy being exchanged. Whatever you got going on, if it's a good vibe, if it's a little slide, if you got some pape, if you're giving back to the community, if you stress free, if you on the mushroom high, if you throwing back your e-bombs, all LA Air shit, all vibey shit. You get what I'm saying?
That's bringing you peace, man.
For sure. Hats, glasses coming soon. That's going to be first step. Then we're going to knock off with the following up with the hoodies and the long sleeve tees on the merchandise tip on that. All LA Air shit. This week, we have a guest.
Back with more vibes, y'all.
Back with more vibes. This is a controversial figure.
That nigga said controversial.
My man is a controversial figure. You get what I'm saying? Liking, hating, loving, don't fuck with him. Whatever you got going on, he here today. Friend of the show.
No back.
Motherfucker started cooking out the crib. Built his own following. No culinary institution could hold him down.
None of that.
Nigga charged $65 for a crab cluster. And motherfuckers is paying it.
No back.
He could currently be caught peddling them dishes at Spike Lounge.
Shout out to Spike Lounge.
Give it up for motherfucking Nice Mills on that tip.
Guys, what's up, fellas?
What's up, Nice?
I can't call it, man.
What's going on?
You know, another day, another dollar.
Not talking to Mike, Nice.
I'm trying to be like y'all, no caddy, you feel me?
We trying to be like you, Nice.
No, we trying to be like you, Nice. The man that is. What's going on, Shane?
But I can't call him, man. You know,
look, shout
trying to make nothing out of son.
I think we all try to do that, but shout out motherfucking Nice for being in this joint, man. I knew Nice for like... Man, I knew Nice for a minute, man. It's been folks, man. Been around for a while, man. So I'm glad to have you up here. You know what I'm
likewise.
Saying? And vibing, man.
For sure, I appreciate it
as well, you know.
Yeah.
So,
listen, what?
All right, so I was just going to get into just letting you know how the vibe of the show go. And this is a disclaimer we get everybody as soon as they get up here. So what we do is we do like, how was your week? We go around. You say how your week was, give you a little shit. He say how his week was, I say how my week was. After that, we do the nut shit of the week, which is the nut shit that happened to you this week. It could be anything. Bitch problems, cable cut off, whatever you got going on.
Okay.
Same shit. And then after that, we just get into the dialogue.
All right, that's good
time.
You
know what I'm saying? So, Nice. How was your week?
I mean, my week was good. I can't complain. I ain't dead or in jail, you feel me?
For sure.
So, That's a good week.
No bullshit. No, that's
real rap. It's a good that's week. Like, the city of Philly is a good
yeah,
week.
For sure. Great
for
week.
Sure. I'm going to give you that. I'm gonna give you that.
That's a great week.
Husky Bears, how was your week?
Same shit, different week. You, know what
you keep giving me the same shit.
Cause it is, bro. Week, like
bro,
you,
give me something
you want this
like,
grand
nah,
joint.
I eat Apple Jacks now instead of Fruit Loops.
No, it ain't go on like that. Like with me, like
damn, I went to you know, the gym twice like, today instead of once. Like,
for niggas that don't know, like I'm a nigga that kind of like stick to the script. So it ain't really like if I can stay in my little joint and whatever like that makes my week go better or my schedule or however it is, that's what I'm doing. So at the end of the day, that's how my week was. It was just regular shit, you know what I'm saying? My son work, you know what I'm saying? Running around trying to get some money.
Hey, T, this is what happened when a nigga glass is too dark.
No, my glasses.
Because he cool as shit. Like, know, he ain't trying to give up nothing. Like,
niggas know my glasses.
It's like pulling teeth when cuss.
No, I ain't pulling teeth. That's just what it is. Like, I ain't going to get up here and make some shit up, like, out of the air. Like, that's right. just how the vibe was this week. So it was just, you know, slow motion, man. All
right. I'm going to come right at you again.
You had an eventful. This nigga be having an eventful. You know what I'm saying? He got eventful shit going on, T. You know what I'm saying?
My shit always lit.
Yeah, he got. You know
my shit always electric.
Me. My nickname Safe T. I ain't.
All right.
I stay in my little lane.
So is you asking me how my week?
How was your week, Squad?
That's my man. I love him.
He been grinding me the fuck up.
I'm gonna get him.
Go ahead, Squad.
My week was electric, man.
Tell him what you did, Squad.
I was in DC at the Future concert.
Good job.
Yo, DC got some bad bitches, bro.
They say that's the home of a lot of work.
Like. I don't know if we love Philly bitches. We kind of tolerate them bitches. You get what I'm saying? Because that's all we got because we in Philly. But that shit make you appreciate bitches in other motherfucking states.
When you go other places.
You get what I'm saying? Like, them DC bitches was really that. Like,
they was giving it up at the concert spot.
Victory.
He says flawless. But you know they could have been from all over the place.
They could have too, but they showed up.
All the DMVs.
I'm talking about from the outfits. I'm talking about from the bodies. I'm talking about from the way they carried it. It was like a Fabulous bitch era in their draw. You get what I'm saying?
I hear you.
All nasty.
So nasty.
On the dick tip. What else I got going on? I've been vibing. You know what I mean? I've been vibing. Somebody daughter feeling me.
Somebody daughter. Shout
somebody
out to
somebody daughters, plural, more than one.
Shout out to the squad having a,
feeling
having those vibes.
Feeling see biz. Enough about me and shit. Nice. Nice shit of the week.
Damn, my nutty shit of the week. I swear to have been in Atlanta this weekend.
Okay.
What's going on in Atlanta, nice?
No, I just, my kids live out of Atlanta.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, yeah, squad, yeah, I got
yeah, so you know how that go. Like Atlanta, I got to get there any chance I get.
Yeah, for sure.
But my stab be on, you know, bullshit. Stab be on bullshit. I had to cancel my flight and all that.
Well, what happened? Because
the staff just inconvenienced right now.
Yeah, bro, that's why I be going through people. You know, the thing about it is like, you being black, you being entrepreneur, you got something going on, whatever the case may be.
Right.
People don't want to take the job as a job.
For sure.
Like, oh, it's the white man. Like, yeah, and it's like, all right, cool, granted. Yeah, it's mine. It's my business. You feel me?
Right.
So if I hire you two guys, y'all working, y'all chefs, whatever the case may be. Y'all went to school if y'all didn't go to school.
Right.
You have a time to be at work. You have a time to be at work, bro.
Bro,
like,
yeah, this,
so it's like, fun. The bar opened up at 4:00. I need you there at 3:00.
Uh-huh.
Prep.
Yeah.
You feel me? Y'all coming in at whatever time y'all want to come in, or oh, he ain't here. I don't gotta be there. Honestly, that's what I pay you
guys
for.
Yeah, that's what I pay you to be here.
Because I don't gotta be there. So, you know, people be like, they start thinking like you work for them instead of they work for you. And I really be on some, anybody that been around me as far as like, you know, me being business, I don't talk to nobody any kind of way. I treat everybody the same, whatever the case may be.
Right.
And it's like, bro, I don't work for y'all. And I don't really kick it to y'all like y'all work for me, but we know what it is. I say we work together.
Yeah, for sure.
So it's like, bro, I ain't see my kids. I ain't feeling niggas right now. You feel me?
No,
like, you feel
facts,
me?
Facts,
you just
facts,
be in
facts.
That mold. So I always, and I got a good heart, so people give me these stories and all that, and it's like, all right, it's cool.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
But what about me? Like, I got to be considerate to what you got going on.
What about you being here?
Like,
you
feel me, bro? Like, just give me mine. If you sign up, I'll just look at it like this. If you sign up for something, bro, you know what you sign up for. If it ain't for you, just like, all right, this ain't for me. I'd rather just resign and go ahead. So
fire
I had a crazy weekend.
Fire them niggas.
Fire all them niggas, nice.
They all could go. Everybody replace them, especially if I'm paying cash. Get the fuck out of here. Somebody need work.
Oh, no boys.
On that tip, Elsky Ben's nice shit of the week.
I ain't got no nice shit of the week.
No, You just burnt me the fuck out coming up here. That's our next shit of the week. Give it up.
You know my next shit of the week?
Give it up or
I'm
going to give
you
it up.
You know my next shit of the week? When niggas act like they don't hear, you know what I'm saying? They misunderstand what you, you know what I'm saying? That's my next shit. Squad. Squad be thinking I'm a bullshit. He said I was a bullshit friend, Squad. Coming up this joke.
I'm going to be honest with you. This is my man. I love him. Closest nigga to me. Him and B, right? But L's not the best communicator at times.
I'm not.
He'll say shit and then like float off. Had you in limbo, like, no, L coming. L's not coming.
I be thinking you forgot thinking. Something. No. I don't be thinking I'd be that important. That'd be the problem, though. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, he's the other half of the show. How the fuck you ain't that important? What?
I'm a half of the show.
He draw.
And not on that tip, though, nice. I'm just talking about on some shit like. It's like small shit. Like, Squad be expecting me, like, all right, bro, you gonna ride up here with me? Or some small shit like that. And I'd be like, all right, give me a second. I'll call you when I'm in the wheel. Now, here, I think he had made something up by then. Like, all right, you figured a plan B or some shit like that. But you know what I'm saying?
He bullshit.
I thought you probably figure it out. Squad, you normally do. So that's
I
why
always
I
always figure it out, but I'm just saying, like,
I start
sometimes
doing
I just wanna hang with you.
That's
not on duty. Like sometimes I just want to kick it with you. Yeah. Not like that, but you my guy.
Squad, you know how that be. I got a lot going on, Squad.
Then don't say shit up when we get up here. Oh no, if you know what you doing, I'm clipping my toenails and shit. Right?
What's your next shit of the week, Squad?
What's my next shit of the week? I got the estimate for my will. The motherfuckers charged me $9,500.
Damn.
They found it. They found my car.
After they lost the
car. After they lost it, they found it, and now they charging me $9,500 to fix it.
That's a new well.
Right?
$9,500, crazy.
That's a new well.
Yeah, that's a new pup.
They charging me $9,500 to fix it. Luckily, I'm a responsible adiz, and I got insurance.
Shout out the insurance, man.
But still, $9,500.
That deductible burn out, though.
I mean, it's a nickel. I mean,
oh, well, you cool now. Shout out to that.
I don't want
to
pay it. Fuck that. Yeah. I ain't caused the accident.
Yeah, that, you definitely.
Why I got to get y'all a nickel? Fuck y'all.
That's why we say that shit a scam, though.
What, insurance?
Yeah, shit a scam, man.
But, nice. Nice. We was talking a bit coming up here on the ride, right? And I found some things that you were saying was really interesting, right? Like, basically, niggas got you fucked up.
Yeah.
Basically, niggas got you fucked up.
Yeah.
What alluded that, though, to the, like, to
because it's deeper than what he's saying. It's right. Deeper than what you, it's deep in surface, it's deeper than surface shit with him. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
So, like, a motherfucker might see his perception, they will hear some shit, and then that's how, that's what they, you know.
They just go off of that. Yeah.
It's like further, ahead, like, all right, so look, like a situation like this, like, because he know, you know what I'm saying? So, I'm aggressive. I play basketball. You feel me?
Yeah.
Anybody that know me, I'm a shit talker. I talk shit. If you let me get in your head, you let me get in your head. You feel me?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But a motherfucker will take, like, because we on the court, I'm doing whatever I'm doing on the court, they be like, oh, yeah, I don't like cuz.
Uh-huh.
You don't know me outside of this gym.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I really can put you in a good situation. You could put me in a good situation, whatever the case may be.
Yeah.
But it's just, like, perception. Like, people just go off of what they see or what they hear.
Mm-hmm.
Gotta give people a chance sometimes, you feel me?
And that's, I can attest to that because that's the same way with me. Like, you, on the court, I'm the same way. Like, I ain't friendly. I'm not a friendly nigga. Like, I'm going at you. And, you know what I'm saying? For whatever the case may be, people will take that and be like, oh, I don't mess with him. Just because a nigga being competitive or just talking crazy. So
not,
that nigga.
Not
because
you bullshit him or nothing.
No, none of that. not none of that.
Not
because
you told him you was covered in there.
No,
right?
I just talk a lot. You know what I mean? I talk a lot of shit. And it's like, if you the opposition, is like, it's F you.
Especially when you in rhythm, you going.
Yeah,
it's
you going. It's over. So
it's what we doing. I'm on all 10. Whatever
but,
you
but
on,
like,
I'm
but
on
nice,
it.
But nice not telling a lie because this is how this nigga is on the court. Like, he'll burn you out. Like, definitely not. No, it's just one. I'm just keeping
now
it 100.
Put some Pat Bev shit.
No.
Like, what?
No, it's like, it's worse than Pat Bev because he might punch you in the face. Like, you might got like if you argue with Nice, you like, I'm going there. Cause it's like,
Cause Nice,
he's going to go there. So if you not matching his like aggression or
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You might as well just let him have it. So, and that's Nice. Like, he gonna try to hold you to this a crazy standard. You mix a shot, oh, you a bum ass nigga. He at you. You know what I'm saying? So if you don't know him for that, you gonna be like this. No, yeah, nut. No, scrap. You just don't know him. You know what I'm saying? That's all it is.
That's basically all it is, bro.
Yo, so how you get into the cooking then? He gave a whole basketball background. So how you get into the cooking?
No, that's what
so the cooking thing, right? All right, so I always knew how to cook. My mom had 6 kids. You feel me? I'm the oldest.
Okay.
So I had to learn how to become a man at an early age.
Yeah, it was in you.
Pause, though. That was crazy.
Pause. That was wild, though. That was super wild. Pause. Yeah. Woo! We be on it, though.
Whoa, here we go again. But no, though. So, like, you know.
It's crazy, dog.
But no, my mom had 6 kids, you know, and I was the oldest. I had to learn everything. So, it's like, you know, she really kind of like, it's like a gift and a curse. Uh-huh. She showed me to where it's, though, you learn everything so you don't have to depend on a woman and all that.
For sure.
I hated it. But
what you hated,
like
her putting that
thing
in?
I hated it being I had to become an adult at an early age. Like,
oh, yeah.
You know
what
I'm saying? Taking the responsibility of kids, of your siblings and all that, the protector provided all that when they leaving and all that. Mm-hmm. Most of the sure I learned, I've been knew how to do it.
All right, so what made you want to do it? Like,
pursue it. Like,
so my thing was like, all right, so anybody that kind of.
Shout
like,
out
know,
Nice Mills.
Anybody that kind of know, like, I'm a street. I was.
You can talk.
I was a street. I'm a street nigga. You feel me?
Yeah,
so
yeah,
at
yeah.
heart, I did everything in the streets. I ain't never been no rat. I ain't never do no gay shit or no shit like that. You feel me?
Yeah.
But like all in all, I kept getting locked up, back to back to back. Petty shit, like you know what I'm saying. To the point, it's like, yo, how the fuck do I keep getting booked? It's no way they not finding nothing on me red handed. Then I had to really like, I'm aggressive again. That's what I'm saying. So you know, you go to jail.
Yeah.
You tend to have to. Got to do certain shit. Like, so it's like with me, I had a situation where it's though, anytime I went, I already, you know, I know a lot of people, whatever the case may be.
Yeah.
But it's like, you got to have etiquettes in jail. If anybody that you know, that you've been in jail, it's proper etiquettes. It's things that you can do and that you can't do.
Yeah.
So, 10, like, same as me and you, us having a conversation, and a nigga just butt in the conversation. Anybody that's in jail, no, that's a no-no. Like, you got, damn, yo, excuse me, shit like that.
Yeah.
So, I done been in situations where it's though, I done had to put my hands on niggas because they didn't. Did to me. I ain't no bully. And that's what niggas used to always say, like, bro, you on some bully shit. No, it's just that what you might let go or whatever the case may be, I ain't.
Because if I
do, nigga gonna keep doing the same shit.
Yeah.
Like,
for sure.
So by me, I'm outspoken. So it looked bad, it looked nutty on me. Prime example, I just want to refer to basketball because he know me from this shit.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Prime example, if a nigga doing some nut shit on the court and you say something, niggas ain't gonna really tip. It ain't gonna be that. But no, nice drawing. He jerking wreck. If I said, keep it a buck.
If Nice said, yeah, you jerking wreck.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like the same thing. So anyway, long story short, I kept doing what I was doing, kept going to the hole and all that. So had this old head that was on the block. He had came down from upstate, but he was fighting the case, whatever the case may be. So long story short, go to the hole for punching on something over the phone. I come back. Like, you're a thorough fucking nut. Like, he just go at me. But I fuck with him, though.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I fuck with him.
So I
let him grind me up and all that. You feel me? Grinding me up. He's like, damn, bro. You the only nigga, and this is the fact, you the only nigga I seen. I got the most food in the jail.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody that's booked me will tell you, I got the most food in the jail. I got a phone. I'm situated.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, it's me. Then you might got my young boy, Uwe, from West. And there's a couple niggas that's around. So, like, you might be holding the water line for the night. Like, just so we can eat at night. And I got somebody holding the phone till I want to get on. Like, bro, you got niggas doing X, Y, and Z. You a leader.
Mm-hmm.
What you doing when you go home? What you going to have situated when you get home? Because by the time I get home, nigga, you should be up.
Right.
Yeah.
And I really had said my son was thinking about it. Like, my baby mom used to tell me, like, you should cook. My homies, they used to be around, should be cook. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, I never thought about it. I got in that song, like, nigga, I'm about to cook. You feel me? I'm going to cook. But it's like, I came home. Did regular shit. I'm in my grandma's crib 3 days on the couch on some nut-ass grown man shit. Like, I can't do this shit no more. I start hustling again.
Right.
I ran it up. Got locked up. It's crazy. I got locked up, bro. I can't make this shit up. They blessed my grandma's crib, booked me. I'm like, damn. The shorty I was fucking with at the time, you feel me? She was at, became a CO. So it was like,
dying.
I'm telling her, like, yo, listen, I need you to come grab me, come bail me out to send it 30. My bail is 500, so I mean, I'm about to go on a run.
Yeah.
I already know what's going on.
Yeah.
I'm going on a run.
Yeah.
Can't pay that bail. I got her. I say, yeah, it's over.
So when
excuse me, I had talked to my lawyer from my hood, he from my block or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
He like, it's nothing I can do for you unless you get a job or something. Like, I don't know what we going to do out there.
Yeah, you got something going on.
9 times out of 10, some jail time, because you got too much back time on you.
Yeah,
you feel me?
Yeah.
Called my man Lame at the time. I'm like, yo, bro, I need a little job. You can give me a job. I started doing security at Fresh Grocery. I'm like, I almost some nut ass cop shit in this joint.
Niggas walking and see, oh, nice in this joint. And there you the bitch.
Damn, that shit. Damn, nice. What's up? So I'm like,
everybody coming to drink, yeah.
Yo, listen, I'm about to go in there, bro. Go and do what you're going to do. I don't give a fuck about none of this shit in here, bro. None of this shit don't belong,
don't
to,
belong
me.
To me.
You feel me? So I'm at CCB Moore at Fresh Grocery.
Oh, that's a Joe-ass joint, too.
Oh, my God. That joint dicky. That joint dicky,
yo,
bro.
The one across you from the Y?
That's the dicky. Yeah. I'm talking about as soon as you come in, because, yeah, like, at first, you
that's
know,
right
they,
in the middle of the,
I don't want, yeah, nobody seeing I'm in this joint. Yeah. I got the blinds down, all that.
Yeah, that's the worst one.
Boss man coming out, yo, cuz, like, the blinds and shit got to be out. I'm like, bro, you dicky. Like, I don't even want nobody see me.
Wait, ain't the security joint right where you walk
soon
through the door?
As soon as you come through the door, it's right there. Like, you can't miss it. So, I'm in a green-ass shirt with the police joint on me, looking like a dickhead.
Oh, yeah, that's a bad
whole
joint.
Time, you know, niggas grind me up. Yeah, you're nut-ass putting me in the street. Now you want to be a cop. You want to protect food and,
yeah,
shit. Like, I'm, they
I
grinding
they
me up.
I thought they cooked you nice for a little minute,
what?
While you
they
said that
they grinding
joint.
Me up, bro. Like, I'm like, bro, y'all niggas got me fucked up. Yeah. I'm talking about, listen.
You can't hide in that joint.
Mind thing. You, right? Mind you, I'm on a joint, so like, it's like set up like this, like you had the screens and all that, you feel, yeah, me?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I'd be seeing, I'd be like, damn, they still like a motherfucker, you feel me? But I'm not saying that. Bro, this one lady, this cashier, John, young John, like, she just was just doing too much.
Uh-huh.
She coming to John, yo, listen, da 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 da, they in there still. I say, yo, listen, sweetheart, like, all right, that's cool.
He said,
like, right, what the fuck you want me to do? She like, it's your job for you to go.
He's crazy.
Now I'm like, listen, all right, you right. You feel me? I'm trying to redirect this. I'm like, so she,
yeah,
she go back inside. Oh, pussy, yeah, take everything out. Da, 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 da. I'm like, damn,
oh,
she's like, you
going
tripping.
On
right,
mind
at
you, so now, nah, mind you, bro, it's a grown ass man. He already feels some tight weight because he's slight weight court.
Yeah,
you,
yeah,
feel me?
Yeah, so
and
he
she
saw
going
it.
At him.
Yeah, she go there. He's
she like, yeah, you could nice. Come on, come get him. I'm like,
oh, shit.
I'm like,
what you supposed to detain
I'm like,
me?
Damn. I'm like, damn. I'm like, yo, look, come here real fast. I'm like, yo, bro, just take everything out, bro. Just go ahead. They're going to try to book you on some nut ass shit.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you what they're going to try to do. I ain't real on it. What? Fuck you, nigga. Ain't nobody getting rid of shit.
Oh,
I'm, yeah, like, all right, it's cool. Go ahead. You know, I'm a bitch at this point. Yeah. I don't got nothing. I don't want to put my hands on nobody, yeah, no none of that. Because, yeah, at the end of the day, I get paid, but I'm getting paid peanuts, bro.
Yeah.
I'm used to making a certain amount of money.
Yeah, it ain't worth, yeah, none,
bro,
of that.
Bro, the nigga, he slightweight tried to spit, miss. Then,
oh,
he swung.
It's tip time. Oh.
It was over.
It's tip time after that.
So once the cops come in, you feel me, they trying to see why it's blood on the wall and all that. You feel me? I done clean my hands up and all that. So I'm like, damn, what's going on? He this and the third. So they played the John back. They tell me, oh, yeah, listen, we're going to have to take you down for questioning just so you can tell us what's going on. I quit. I left.
Yeah, I'm about to say,
I left.
Yeah.
I left, bro. Yeah, I left to the point because it's like, I'm trying to do the right thing. I'm already putting my pride to the side because I'm not making no money.
Yeah.
I'm in this joint looking nutty. And I had to stop people and all that. You know, people's situation be crazy.
Yeah.
As, wow, a young, prime example, bro, a young one fucked me up. He come in and he's stealing all this cool shit. So somebody else had, because if I'm sitting there watching the booth, they got a secret shopper.
Yeah.
Like a guy, whatever the case may be. And he used to be on some nut ass shit. He
really
thought he was a cop.
He
really get you,
yeah,
he really call, wait for Temple Police or the regular police, oh, to come, yeah, and book you.
Yeah,
young boy come in, you know, he's stealing all that. Man, why are you stealing? You feel me? Here goes some money for you. Like, man, my mom, we don't got no food in the house. Like, you don't really be knowing what people be having
going on. Through, going, yeah,
like,
yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, like, I'm a nigga. I know how this shit is. I know how it is. Whereas though you making
been there, done that,
mayonnaise sandwiches or some, yeah, shit just to get on your stomach. You feel me, bro? Like, so I can't judge motherfuckers for what they got going on. I understand it.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not about to sit here and act like I'm a cop. But long story, yeah, short, so what happened was, is like, I ended up going to court. So when I go to court, the lawyer, the back judge that I had, my lawyer was with a judge at the time. He wasn't my back judge at the time, but my lawyer was telling me, like, yeah, he a hard judge. Like, you feel me? He might be locking you up today. It was like, all right. You know, I already know what I'm signed up for.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
long,
yeah,
as my,
yeah,
lawyer's paid, I'm cool.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because now, mostly, I'm trying to figure out, like, how the fuck I escape out of jail for my bail.
For the situation
when
with the
when I for real supposed to get a detainer. Because,
yeah,
I was already,
yeah,
on papers. You,
yeah,
know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
So, you know, it's the cut of the law. Everything happened for a reason. So,
yeah,
I go. Boom, they gave me a 60-day court date. So I'm like, damn, I'm out here for another 60 days. You feel me?
Yeah.
I'm out here for another 60 days. I'm
happen.
Like, I'm about to figure it out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Happen.
Friday night. No, it was lying. It was a Saturday night. I'm like, damn, I'm going to try cooking. That Friday, I was thinking about it. Ended up getting the stuff, whatever the case may be. That Saturday, I posted I was cooking. I was nervous about it because I ain't really know how people was going to respond to it.
Yeah, yeah.
I remember my first scene. I'm like, wait. this nigga cook.
So like my first post, the joint was like crazy. Like, so I was like, damn. Then it be, you know.
But you had all seafood and all that? Yeah.
I had everything. Yeah.
Before that, nice. How long was it though? Like what year was this?
This was 2020? 19?
It had to be 20, like 2 years ago, yeah, something like that.
Like 20. The pandemic.
Yeah. No, it's before the pandemic.
Right before the pandemic.
Okay, okay.
Right before the pandemic. So what happened was I was in the 2019.
Okay.
So my first night, Saturday night, you know, people pulling up on me. That's when I really started realizing. I know a lot of people. A lot of people fuck me. I made $865
in one night.
I'm like, damn, I've been doing the wrong shit my whole life.
Right.
You feel me? I've been doing the wrong
shit. You never know, the jug like, right under your nose.
Mind you, though. Yeah. Mind you, like, I'm just in the crib. I'm vibing. You feel me? I'm in the crib, food, making the food. I got people pulling up on me. I ain't got to worry about no cops, no none of that. And it's like, damn. Then Sunday mornings, I usually go play basketball. You feel me?
Uh-huh.
At the end of the day, I had followers, but it wasn't like on no motherfuckers just DMing you or nothing like that.
Yeah.
I had 100 DMs the next day. What the fuck is going on? That shit was all about cooking. Yo, bro, you cooking? Shit was good yesterday. Oh, I ain't get a chance to come. Oh, yeah, fuck that. I'm cooking today. I ain't never stopped since then. Yeah.
So fuck that. I'm cooking
today. I ain't
today.
Never stopped. That shit changed my life, bro. And I honestly.
Shout out to that, man.
Honestly, like, with me even starting when I first started to, like, now, that shit made me not go to jail no more. I did go to jail. But for that case, I didn't go to jail.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because every time I would go to every 30 to 60 days or 90 days when he had scheduled me to come down. And in the case, they end up, I couldn't do nothing but get probation for it. So either that or go sit 5 years.
Yeah.
Might as well go ahead and give me that probation. I'm cool with probation. You feel me?
Sure.
So long story short, it's like I always would go with something like, oh, I got this going on. Here go, I got an LLC.
Uh-huh.
You feel me? I got my bank account. It's like you always reporting to somebody else, but it helped me out. It helped me grow like as a man, honestly, because that, for a long time, I was running around like a little boy.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And that be the thing. Like, you got to understand where it's though. Like,
that's dirty.
I looked at it like, damn, bro, I ain't super up. I don't got no bricks and none of this cool shit.
Yeah.
I'm doing something wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Clearly, I'm doing something wrong. I make a lot of money. Then I lose the money. Then I'm going to jail. Then I'm da-da-da-da. I'm this, that, and the third.
To speak to that again, though. Like, speak to that again. Because a lot of niggas think, like, y'all be fucked up about this joint. Y'all keep trying to play, like, keep trying to play y'all hand, like, in these streets, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And it's like, at one point, are you going to give yourself, a time limit? Or, like, an exit plan? Or to know, like, no, this ain't what it is. I got to find something else. Some niggas are live and die with just, like...
Because it's like the...
Is it, like, comfort? Like,
it's the thing to do.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you why. It's an image thing, you feel me?
Yeah.
It's
a That's what I believe it is, yeah.
It's pride,
image,
image
yeah.
thing, bro. Like, so niggas rather be known for certain things rather... Like I said in the car, bro, niggas ain't known to be, niggas don't want to be known to be cooking like me.
But it's still thorough.
Go ahead.
Nice,
bring
nice
your spill, bring your spill,
like,
man.
Niggas don't be wanting to be known. At the point in time, bro, when I was running around the streets and all that, being known for a cook, bro, you're a bitch. Like, you feel me? Like, real rap. Like, that's like
they just automatically label you a turkey.
Like, bro, I'm going to be honest with you because, like, if you went to school for culinary and all that, you worked in a 5-star restaurant or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't just do it, like, out of a crib or you just starting to do, you get what I'm saying? Cause it's a pride. We all men, we have pride, bro.
Uh-huh.
I don't want to be known for cooking. I want to be known. Like I said, when I was talking to him, I could come outside of my crib, bro. And I got a nigga that I can look up to. He got all the money. He got all the bitches. He got the best car. And he got that shit on.
Mm-hmm.
Why the fuck would I want to be a cook?
Right.
You get what I'm saying?
Right.
He got that cheese. Why would I want to be a cook? Ain't no cook gonna come on my block and tell me he got more money than my old head.
Yeah.
What else I'm going to do? I'm going to do this.
Yeah, because that's the influence. That's what
you know what I'm saying? Yeah, but we don't know the shit that start really coming into that shit. Like, you feel me? Like, whereas though, like, yeah, that's
what you got to do to get to that point where the old head got, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Like, it'd be a lot of shit that you got to sacrifice to get there.
A lot.
But we don't realize that because it's like, that's the shit that we chasing.
Yeah. So and some niggas hold you, keep you low too, though. Yeah. So you got to make your, it's a lot, man. A lot of sacrifices you got to make, man. You got to go like a lot. Like,
but what I say to a lot of niggas though, bro, when you remove yourself from a certain life, you lose homies. You feel me? You lose people that be from around you.
Say that again, though.
Real shit, when you remove yourself from certain things, bro, you lose niggas that you thought that was your homies. That's a true fact. Niggas don't be your homies. Motherfuckers will be around you. Even if you got some good shit going on, they'd be around you for what you got going on. But it's like, how can I say it? Being a real nigga is dumb.
Say it again.
You feel me? Like, I'm going to say what niggas really, like, would want to say,
But because what is the perception of real? Like to
a
lie,
real nigga. Like, don't get me wrong. I ain't dummy. Again.
I'm talking about in like, you know,
in that life. I'm just saying, like, yeah, niggas be crash dummies, bro. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying to tell to somebody or to do something to degrade yourself. Because I don't want to talk about no. You know what I'm saying?
That's not what I'm.
Your integrity, yeah.
Exactly.
Your morals,
I have my morals and my principles, bro. Yeah, I'm not in the streets no more, but I have my morals and principles.
Yeah, that's never gonna go nowhere.
It's never gonna go nowhere. Yeah. But at the end of the day, man. A lot of niggas don't got it, bro. It sounds thorough. It's cool. I can tell you whatever I want to tell you. You could believe me or not, but it hurt more once you we get in the situation. You realize I ain't what I say I was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's going to tear you up.
Right? I've been in a lot of situations like that, bro.
And niggas sitting for years.
Like, you feel me? It ain't even just, it could be that. It could be how a person is around your family member, your girl, your kids, all types of shit, bro.
7 times out of 10, it's got something to do with a bitch.
That's
a nigga pillow
that's
talk.
True too, yeah.
Nigga said some shit he shouldn't have said.
A lot of wars, a lot of wars and beefs, bro, stem from a bitch.
Yeah. For sure. That's
they say the money, bro. On some real shit, they say money is the root of all evil.
For
it's
sure,
pussy. It's pussy. Facts.
That's facts.
It's facts.
For the love of that, you know what I mean?
It's facts, bro.
For sure.
Niggas will bite their own homie out. They do all kinds of compromise.
Everything.
Anything.
For the right motherfucker,
for the right,
bro.
Yeah, for the right.
Yeah,
let
that
the right.
Shit runs. You might as well hang it up.
Yeah, you might.
No, and niggas feel like they got pork to prove around a bitch. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, a nigga want to be the man in the eyes of a regular bitch.
Niggas be compensating for so much that they feel like they got to put this like type of, you know what I mean, this type of act on. For the, nah.
That shit corny, man. No, but everybody that was around you that's not around you no more, like, they did you a service. You know what I'm saying? Because you're on a positive. What you doing and what you trying to do for the community by employing people and, you know, helping neighborhoods in regards of like, damn, Uber Eats might not come out here. It's leak. You get what I'm saying? Let me give it Nice.
Niggas
delivery.
Just got in the house. Let me call Nice.
You know
see if
saying?
He cooking.
Like, that shit helps.
Or like, example, like us leaving the gym. Nice, you everybody spin over the spike or something like
no,
that.
No, facts though, bro. Like that, it's shit. It's levels, bro. It's levels. Like, you, I say it now. I'm not a... You know, I could be cocky. I think anybody could be cocky.
Mm-hmm. Ain't nothing
bro,
wrong,
where I come from, bro, I did everything. Like, I ain't got to pump lie about nothing. This much shit is factual. Yeah. But it's like, at the same token, if I could take that energy and put it to something positive and do the same thing, bro, I'm a convicted felon, bro. Mm-hmm. I'm a convicted felon that's hiring people.
Mm-hmm.
That's deep, bro. Like, people don't really think how that is, bro. I'm a convicted felon, bro. Multiple times convicted felon. Yeah. That's hiring people. You can't get a job, a real job, as a convicted felon.
Yeah, at all.
That's dope.
Nah, it is at for all. A nigga to be from the streets.
That's like super, because you got, there's a lot of niggas. Bro. I know 50 niggas that's in that same situation who's stuck in the mindset of what they're going through right now.
Yeah.
They can't look past the situation to be like, all right, let me find a hustle that I can. They not looking, they thinking about the fast way. Well, I'm going to knock somebody in their head to get what I got. Or,
you don't
whatever.
Got to.
Yeah, you don't have to.
You get there because when you don't got no outlet, you feel me? The first thing you get taught, like when you run around, here's a pistol. Huh? Right, you mean, get busy. You feel me? Mm-hmm. You need it for protection.
Yeah.
But it's different whereas though a motherfucker that can show you a way to make some legit money. You know what I'm saying? That's hard.
Yeah,
people will teach you. This is the thing. If people teach you something, you got to pay for that service.
Yeah.
Nah, I'm not charging nobody for no service.
That's everywhere now. Everybody monetizing.
It's a lot of people that came to me. They don't know how to cook, and I taught them for free. They ain't got no. They don't got. They not. They not in debt and none of that. They didn't have to take out no. What's the shit called
when you go
to
school?
Loans. They ain't take out no loans and none of that shit to go fuck with me, bro. I did this out of kindness in my heart, just to change the person that's got going on. I think your mind thoughts process. So weird as though, like, I could talk to you blue in the face, bro, don't do that. Don't do this. Just don't. Because a lot of people tell you this when you're in the streets. Don't do da-da-da. It's not the right thing to do. But they don't show you nothing weird as though you really could be doing.
Yeah, they ain't showing you no example.
Fuck no.
For sure. For sure. And I take a different kind of self-discipline and elevation.
Yeah.
Because it's so easy, like, it should be slow. But since you in the mix, a motherfucker might drop something on your lap. You get what I'm saying? It's like, damn, bro, I feel like going through this shit. Or I don't want what come with this.
Yeah,
you get what I'm saying? Because I'm on a different trajectory. You
get tested.
For sure.
You get tested, bro.
For sure.
It's a crazy test, like a test, because a nigga be having so much going on when you in them ruts, them kind of ruts. So you ain't really trying. You know what I mean?
Man, that
sometimes the fast way sound, I mean, is enticing.
Yeah, and then when you know a lot of people too, like, bro, you
that's
know, that it'd be like a fight for me every day, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? I might make $3,000 one day. I might make $2,000.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I make me $80. I might break even, don't make no money.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Right. I didn't hate days where though I'm like, bro, I ain't cooking no more, bro. This shit ain't, you feel me? Yeah, I'm dead happened. Serious. Like, because before right. the pandemic, bro, yeah, I thought about it. Like, I said, all right, if I'm going to do this shit, I'm going to do this shit how I really want to do it.
Uh-huh.
I never went to school. I'm not knocking nobody that went to school, because if I had the time, I would go to school.
Uh-huh.
Right? But nothing is open in late night in Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm.
You know nothing.
Saying? Nothing. Used to have diners. Used to have everything that used to be open.
We ain't got none of that no more.
And when I was running around at nighttime, I'm up all night. I'm trying to get some good food. Mm-hmm. So what I did was I sacrificed, bro. I sacrificed my time and energy with doing certain things to being open from 5 o'clock in the afternoon to 5 in the morning. That's a lot of hours, bro.
That's for a sure. lot of hours, nice.
For sure.
It's a lot of hours to that's be trying to build towards something. It's like building a phone.
Yeah.
Real rat.
Real
it's like
shit.
Building a phone.
It's the same shit.
It's the same shit, bro.
It's the same shit.
I tell niggas this all the time. Me hustling in the streets and me doing what I'm doing now, it's the same exact shit.
Because hustling is hustling.
You hustling just, is hustling.
It's not going
and I
in.
Use all my shit as like I'm still in the streets. Like, yeah. motherfuckers be like, damn, you want chicken breast? I'm breaking that chicken down. You know what I'm saying? Like, real shit. I'm breaking it down. I might get out of one chicken breast, I'm getting two Alfredo. No bad. Dead serious, bro. I can't make this shit up.
So I'm getting two Alfredo.
I can't make this shit up, bro. I can't. One chicken breast, I'm getting two Alfredo.
Yo, you can put work to food. What? Yeah,
I
same
care,
shit,
bro.
Same shit.
It go hand in hand. Like.
So if I'm teaching a nigga that's in the streets, bro, I can teach the nigga.
That's like my old head. Like, he sell Lucy's. But he sell Lucy's like he had a bunch of money back in the day.
What?
So listen,
yo, he
but Lucy's. He sell Lucy's like it's a million-dollar corporation.
He
like,
might running it up on yeah. the Lucy's too.
Like he right there in Broad and Leon. Like he going to stand there. He got people. Like he got five people lined up. And he went in the Chinks and told him to stop selling Lucy's.
Cause he got no rap. I respect
him. And I'm not lying. I'm not telling no lies. Like,
I respect
him. He went in the Chinks told him to stop selling
Lucy's.
Yeah,
like yeah, like from now on, like yeah. Like,
what?
Oh,
yeah.
Yo,
you know, I got
what?
Somebody in there. I'm in there. I'm
oh
doing
my
nice
God.
Answer. Nice answer to the business call right now. Doing it. Your man doing the show.
Oh
but that's real
God.
Rat,
you
though.
Just gotta go to, I got the phone. I ain't even mean to take the phone. I got the John with me.
But hustling is hustling.
Hustling is fucking hustling, man. So nice.
Yeah.
What you being so nice at cooking and shit? How the females treat you?
Woo.
I ain't trying to get you caught up. I don't know what kind of situation you got
like,
going
no,
on.
No, listen. So,
all
right, so look,
nice.
I'm going to keep it P. So with the cooking thing, right, I ain't going to lie. When I was running around the streets, I can attract, you feel me, the right motherfuckers.
Yeah, yeah.
But once the cooking joint happened, I think women really like men that cook.
Mm-hmm.
That should have turned on to them, you feel me?
Listen,
keep it in the
I
beam.
Ain't going to drop the joint. Yeah, go ahead, nice finish.
I'm keeping it in the beam, bro. They really be on some shit.
When I say, my cousin said it a while ago, he said, yo, caterers get, he said, cooks get a lot of ass.
No cap.
But when I say, from the stories I be hearing, y'all running y'all movie.
No, I ain't gonna lie. If you solid,
he said
you a solid
running
nigga,
y'all movie.
You like a good guy.
If you a solid you nigga that
good
cook,
guy, yeah.
Yeah, you one of them.
Yeah.
You one of them. You one of them. This is a fact.
Listen, yo, what?
Listen.
Dead serious. If you a solid nigga, bro, you cook, you one of them.
Yo. I asked Nice on the way over here. I asked the nigga. I said, yo, during the pandemic, how much you think you ran up? He didn't answer me because he wanted to say it on the show. Broski, during the pandemic, how much money you think you ran through? And what you do with it?
I'm going to keep it a bean, bro.
Because I heard you was in Atlanta drawing. I heard you was in Atlanta drawing. I heard you specifically was in Atlanta drawing.
I was. All right, so like... I can't really estimate the money, the right number. I'd be lying if I threw out a number.
Uh-huh.
But super six figures for sure.
Super six
he said
figures.
Super six figures.
For sure.
Like over 200.
But the crazy part about it, like I said, bro, that shit came and went. Like, you
hey, Nice, it came and went for a lot of niggas.
That shit came and went. I'm talking about this. I'm keeping it being. This without me. This without PPP loans and all
uh-huh.
this cool
yeah.
shit. This is
yeah,
actual, bro. Uh-huh. Like, my crib was the best crib in the city of Philadelphia.
Yeah.
It's a fact.
We was there.
Nobody
could. That's the joint we went and got a cut from.
Nope.
Nice was cooking that night.
Nobody
he
could.
He had an apron on.
I ain't never wear apron, you feel me? Now? I'm cooking fries and all types of t-shirts and shit. I'm like, real shit.
I know that joint. I'm like, dang, really it's grease and shit.
Best crib in the city of Philadelphia. I had a barbershop.
Damn.
I had a nail salon. Yeah. You feel me?
Yeah.
In a restaurant all in one. Damn, I had Fat Carl. Fat Carl
was back.
This is a fact.
I forgot all about that. Carl, and it,
no damn back.
Dice game. You can get your
dice
hair
games.
Done. All types of shit,
bro. Dice game.
It was really dice games. Four wheelers outside, dirt bikes. Yeah.
So this don't do fact. Hair out the same house.
Bike police, life niggas
police
outside.
Police don't know where to kick the door in.
No, facts, bro. I done had the cops on my door so many times. That shit was crazy. I told him, I said, bro, when I first got inside the crib, right? So newly renovated crib. So it used to be an Airbnb. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that like, yeah. That's
so it. Once I got inside of John, the block that I was on is a known drug block.
Yeah, that's a known neighbor.
You know what I'm saying? Known.
Yeah.
You feel me? So when I got down there, it's like, and it's a tight little block.
Little small
in the middle of North. Mm-hmm. It's the trenches.
Yeah.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, my first day I moved on the block, I opened up shop that night. So, you know, I got traffic.
Mm-hmm.
Niggas is trying to figure me out. I already be on point, you feel me?
Yeah.
The next day I open, super traffic. Niggas is on some. I'm going to the store. I'm outside politicking with niggas and all that. I see niggas looking and all that. But I know everybody.
Yeah.
So the third day, whoever the nigga was that was running the shit and all that, I guess he just like, man, I don't know. I'm fed up. I got to see what's going on.
Yeah.
You done seen people knocking on the door. He said, knock on my door. You know, I come to the door. Yo, what's up? Wait, no, I'm going to holler at you real fast. All right, give me 1 second. I close the door, get situated, I go back outside the door. So when we go outside, he like, no, I'm just trying to figure out, like, what's your emotion, what you got going on? I'm selling food. I'm like, what? What you mean? Like, I'm selling food. He like, what, like dog food? I'm like, no, nigga, I'm selling food. Nigga.
He talking about
dog food?
Yeah, real shit. He like, bro, it's no way. He said, bro, it's no way. You just selling food. I said, bro, I'm going to keep it a bean. I don't really answer the niggas, though.
Yeah,
I'm only saying something to you because I know that you be out here and all this cool shit. You feel me?
Yeah.
So you going to see, I got a lot of traffic, and we going to see each other every day because I'm here.
He's like,
no, I respect your hand. I ain't taking it no kind of way, nothing like that.
Yeah.
He like, but you can't just be selling food. I said, all right, well, that's what you do. Hey, here go my phone. Here go the menu. You place an order, and you see what come out that door.
Yeah.
He like, all right. He like, all right. He like, you send me a screenshot. I'm like, all right, I guess that's you want the number, but it's a trap number. Huh,
yeah.
Go ahead. I got a trap for him, but it's for food.
Yeah.
He place an order. He come, knock on the door. He get the food. He like, bro. He never got a chance to see the inside of the crib
because
I open the door. I don't really let nobody see it.
Yeah.
Newly renovated crib. The shit looked like a restaurant, bro. Like, you feel me? I got prep tables.
It was
all types of shit in there. So when he come, I'm like, hey, come on in. He see his little bitches sitting in the crib and all. He like, oh, this shit live. You know what I mean? So he like, damn. He said, bro, He said, bro, for 3 days straight, the whole block, the neighborhood been like, yo, who the fuck is this nigga that just got on Cleveland Street? He got that shit rolling.
Yeah.
He like, I don't know. He said, I'm going to keep it a bean. No, Dickie and Shabba asked you where you was getting that shit from. I can't make this shit up. I can't make this shit up. The nigga said, no, Dickie and Shabba asked you where you was getting that shit from. Because you got our block brought back to life. But it helped niggas out because niggas concerned they weed.
Yeah, all that shit, you know what I'm saying?
Niggas can bag bitches.
Yeah, tight community.
Niggas can network.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, this is the fact, bro. And I was employing niggas out the crib.
Shout out to that.
Shout out to Nice.
I'm big on that. Like, employment, bro. Like, it's hard to make money, and I wasn't like lowballing people, you feel me?
Uh-huh.
I wasn't I got niggas inside the crib that I'm employing. I got smokers, you feel me? They regular people as well.
Yeah,
they coming
sure.
to clean. They
I like the advocation
they
for the
smokers.
I like that for the
I like the advocation
for the people down bad.
They love
me,
bro. They love me. That's why that's why it took me so long to get out the streets, because it's like they love me.
Uh-huh.
Like, I ain't gonna lie, bro. When I was booked, the last time I was fighting the case, bro, my smokers was coming to see me in jail. Wallahi, bro.
They support
like,
you.
Like, really coming to see me in jail, know my government, my name, and coming to see me and putting money on my books without me asking. And I ain't need for nothing.
Yeah, that's dope.
But they support you, man.
That's the effect you got on niggas, bro.
When you got the streets, bro,
you can never
lose.
Yeah. When you got the support of the streets.
You got you get them first. Because that's what you want first when you come from that. That's where you come from.
Yeah.
So you got to get where it come from.
No
but I'm starting to see, like, white people pulling up on my block. You feel me, Reek? And this not one of them type of neighborhoods. It's like,
at all.
It's like, damn, what the fuck I got going on? It was surprising me.
Reiterating it.
He said, at all.
At all.
I'm going to keep reiterating it because that's my neighborhood. So I'm gonna keep
that's
reiterating.
Not one of them, bro.
Yeah, it's not a it's not a friendly neighborhood where you could just walk in and you just, you know what I'm saying, la 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 la. Nah. It ain't going down like that. But to see nice, like, for sure, to create that kind of traffic, you know what I'm saying?
And then I had the craziest story ever. I'm gonna make it real short though, right?
Good.
So I had a situation, you know, everybody be going through what they're going through, whatever the case may be.
Yeah.
And I used to always try to, like, make sure nobody run into nobody. Because I had, it's a thing where, as though, like, I can't help who I know. And I can't help who I fuck with.
Say that, you feel me?
I can't help who I know. I can't help who I fuck with. Who I fuck with. But I don't entertain. I don't do no weird shit, no nothing like
no
that. That's
middle
why
man
I think,
play, yeah, yeah,
that's
yeah,
why
yeah.
I think that make it more, more better for people to fuck with me. You feel me?
Yeah.
I done stopped a crazy situation from happening. Whereas though, it's a car, it's a middle car, and it's another car.
Yeah. Yeah.
Motherfuckers know what's going on.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? To the point where, as though, I had somebody get killed in front of my door.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? I had a traffic full of cars, and somebody got, no, it wasn't in front of my door. It was two doors down.
Right,
it was basically
right
in front of my door. We shared a, you know what I'm saying, a block little with shit. So,
right. Mind
you, I had cars, a long line of cars, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Shit, that shit had me in a different space. Like, damn, bro, my shit over with. And already my block is little with shit, and it's dark as shit, bro.
Yeah.
Like, it's dark at night, so it's like, ain't no playing around coming through this block.
Yeah, yeah.
Nigga get killed on my block, whatever the case may be. I'm like, damn, we all in the crib. I'm like, bro, this shit nutty.
Yeah, it's bad
all
for business.
All the cops and shit out there, bad for business. You got cars, got a backup.
Uh-huh.
Well, law he deemed, bro. I don't even mean to be swearing.
No.
My phone start ringing. I'm like, damn, what's going on? I'm answering the phone. Yo, bro, fuck that. Bring my shit to the top of Dolphin Street. I'm like, yo, this shit real, bro. I'm really running plans up to Dolphin Street and all that. I said, oh, yeah, this shit real, bro. That
ain't
shit
nice.
Made my shit go super crazy.
Motion.
I'm dead
nice.
Serious.
Shout out to the motion.
Shout
I ain't going
to
die. Nice went up, bro, in 2 years. Nice
went up.
He went up, man.
Go back.
He went
nice
up.
Nice went up.
And I'm happy to see it, man. I'm happy to see it. But you say you blew a lot of cash during the pandemic.
I did.
There's a lot of partying going on.
There's a lot
pandemic.
Of partying.
You doing a lot of partying tonight?
It wasn't more.
Nice
all right, so
drawing.
Yeah, I was at the time. Cause listen,
drawing.
This is when I was able to just like, I ain't really had to worry about no going to jail. I ain't had to really worry about nothing. That nigga talking about a trip. Oh, we out.
Yeah.
It's up. How much would we? Oh, I'm taking a dime with me. Come on, and I'm taking the whole dime and blowing the whole dime. I'm not bringing nothing back. It's a fact. Fact.
He taking the whole $10 today.
Yeah, I'm talking about we having a ball. Anywhere we go, we get a section, the biggest one.
The biggest one.
The biggest one. Real shit. It was a time, bro.
That was a time.
What? Before
that was
the
a
pandemic.
Yo, that, I don't think that energy can ever be matched again.
Fuck no. Bro, before the pandemic, I was rolling, right?
Yeah.
But I'm not a biased person. But when the pandemic hit and it was real, my shit went, you know what I mean? Up. To the point, like, whereas though, like, niggas already say, oh, yeah, he high as shit. I'm not high. Yeah. If you want a $16 Alfredo, I'm not your $16 Alfredo type of nigga.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I'm your 20 to 30 20, type
20,
of nigga.
30, uh-huh.
That's what I'm is.
Yeah.
But you gonna eat, two grown men can eat one of my Alfredos and be full.
Yeah.
For sure.
Fact.
Yeah.
For sure.
I ain't lowballing, because I risk a lot of time, and I'm used to making a certain amount of money. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I wanted to try to be able to do the same thing, but accommodate myself too as well. I'm staying up hours. I'm
you
doing all
to.
This prepping. I'm doing all this shit by myself. This shit 30. And I'm standing on a $30.
Yeah, that's
$30, bro. To the real
that's
shit.
Alfredo 30.
To the point where it's though, a motherfucker might get three or four Alfredos,
that's
right?
That's the name of the episode. This Alfredo 30. Tell you this Alfredo 30.
This shit crazy. No bad. So listen, motherfuckers be like, yo, let me get two Alfredos. Let me get two chicken and shrimp Alfredos. How much? 50. All right. And let me get a lamb platter. How much is that? 30. That's it. Niggas was popping it during the pandemic.
Yeah,
right.
That's it.
They talking about some. That's it.
Yeah, that's
man, I'll go get the
$80. Give me three of them.
It'd be a bean. Oh, keep the change. I'm like, all right, I'm going to keep the change. You feel me? That shit is going to be jumping.
That was
bro.
A wild time, man.
Oh, my fucking
I
God.
I missed the pandemic, bro. Everybody had money.
I miss it, too. It was a different. I'm telling you, it was like. I ain't never seen that many happy people in my life.
Bro, the rates of the killings was down.
Bro.
Everything was down.
Everything was down.
Everybody
man.
Had money, bro. I'm talking about niggas was beefing in the same club. We used to go to the furniture store, bro. Uh-huh. I done seen, I know everything that's going on.
Hey, shout out to the furniture store.
The furniture store. You got what I'm saying? The best thing that happened to Philadelphia, yeah, to the point where it's though, like it got to a point, the person that had it is named Willie Esco. You feel me?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The nigga used to call me, yo, what you got going on? You got some food? Bring it down. And he used to really be like, yo, I don't give a fuck. What you got going on? Bro, close your kitchen. Bring all the food there. I'm talking about, I make 50 platters, 70. And one day I went in there with 150 platters in a big ass bag. Uh-huh. I sold that shit in 20 minutes, all $30 a pop.
Mm. You got
I used to take that shit to the after hour every weekend.
I know you was cooking them because everybody was outside.
Everybody mind was you, outside. I already was cooking, making the money throughout my crib throughout the day and all that. Yeah. At the night, we going to make this $2.
Yeah.
It's up.
Yeah.
I'm talking about the fast money.
Yeah.
Cause this shit hot. Some of it hot. Some of it still cold.
It don't matter.
They ain't gonna get this food though. Yeah, yeah, and they 30. Yeah. And you want to keep popping it? How much? 40. Niggas like, bro, you tripping? I'm not tripping, bro. Yeah.
He said you want to keep popping it.
Niggas that got shit going on, all that. Oh yes. 40, bro.
Damn.
Bro, you taxing. No, I'm not. Where you getting land from at 4 o'clock in the morning?
Yeah. Nowhere.
Nowhere. 40.
Yeah. Good land. Good land, too.
Good land.
Dead serious.
Good land.
Good land.
That crazy. I might give you 3 pieces of land because you play with me.
Yeah.
No
nice
bullshit,
yo,
bro.
Yo, what?
Bro, shout out to the pandemic, man. I don't think we ever going for that. Now everybody
never,
broke
never,
their Uggs.
Never. Never.
Broke violent motherfuckers.
No, it fucked everything up, though.
Yeah, niggas it did. It kind of put a hindrance on.
Niggas is had, bro. Niggas was having shit they ain't never had in their life.
I seen niggas with like all kinds of stuff. I'm like, damn.
They said, damn.
Bro, I'm talking about my
everybody
man.
Everybody bow-legged in the mall.
What?
New sneaks or bow-legged. I'm like,
Louis
my man had dumb cards, bro. Dumb cards. Unlimited.
I know niggas that ain't even got their cars no more, though.
Like,
crazy. I'm talking about more big fours, though. Ain't even got them no more.
Draw. I realize motherfuckers still had their PUA cards when they put the drawing up.
With the red, with the red.
With the what you call them? With the Cash App. They was getting out of $3,000. Everybody was getting them Johns.
Bro, what? I didn't throw mine out.
You ain't throw your Johns?
Bro, I'm saying they was getting $3,000.
That's the only thing that the first card with the USA, the white and red drawn on there. That's the only time that should work. We was in there drawing. Niggas was pulling out 6 of them. Yo, what? Hold on. Who the? Nut crickets.
That was
mad as shit.
Man.
You get $500 on one card,
$700 on one drink.
Come on, bro. Every week.
Every week.
It's up.
Every week.
It's up. It's nothing to talk about, bro. I don't give a fuck what you say. Oh, he got paid dinner
money.
Every
week.
I don't care.
I don't care. Because if you could do it,
it ain't nowhere to go. So a lot of people was stacking it, though.
I'm going to keep it at me. Me and Carl, so when we was doing the crib and shit like that, we was really hustling.
Yeah.
Like, because, like, all right, so when I was already in motion, doing it, and he couldn't find a spot to, like, because, you know, he was shutting down everywhere.
Yeah.
I'm like, bro, man, fuck, you don't need nobody. Come on. I didn't charge no rent, no none of that. That's my man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it was like, we going to run it up. Being a cut, bro. Niggas was paying $100 a cut.
We paid it. So
we niggas.
It was working. Yeah,
We paid it.
We done probably had COVID 3 or 4 times, not knowing.
4 times.
No bullshit. Yeah, like, because one time my back was hurting like a motherfucker.
It was no mask in this house.
Bro, ain't no mask in the house.
There was no mask in the house.
Was
no
up.
Nothing.
50 like, niggas in this house. Like, no mask.
No mask.
Pandemic.
We really had a COVID
like
party.
I'm talking about in the heat of the drink. Like, if you go, your girl say, if you go get a haircut, don't come back here. Like,
no bullshit, bro. That
drawing,
shit was crazy.
Drawing.
And we risked it for a cut, though. Like, we got to get a cut.
Niggas was getting a cut. Niggas
ain't got nowhere to go to ever.
But it's crazy, though, because I was seeing niggas coming to my side of my crib 2 times in 1 week. It's like, bro, what the fuck is going on?
Where you going, though?
You already paid a bean. Then he was getting crazy, because he like, yeah. 200. I'm like, hey, Carl, now somebody come in this motherfucker trying to shoot this shit up. You trying $200 for a haircut, bro.
200.
Damn. But it was crazy.
But Bing was a stretch, though, but you needed a cut.
You had it.
Oh, because niggas
had it.
You had it.
Niggas had money already. That's what I'm saying when I was telling you about the story. Like, we was really hustling,
yeah,
and the money was coming for us fast.
Yeah.
I made a dime in 3 days, bro.
Mm-mm.
Of a fool. This is facts.
Damn,
so when y'all hear that out there, y'all mean y'all be stunting, y'all mean
and
on that cook life, that money 10, there, 10,000
in 3 days.
That money there.
This is a fact. I don't got, if I say something, bro, it's a fact. I ain't gonna lie about nothing. But I say that to say this. We was making so much money and the money was coming in fast. We wasn't doing like PUA and PPP loans.
You ain't had time, yeah.
We didn't catch on to none of that shit. Yeah. So that shit was like, bro, I know a million smokers. I know a lot of smokers, bro.
You got 60 of them.
I could have been did it. You feel me? But I was so locked in.
Yeah, on what you had going on.
And if I would have been, but the thing about me is like, I don't get no good shit out of it. Like, you know how people get free
good
money?
Things out of
get free money.
It don't happen for me like that.
I'm not one of them niggas that get free money, bro.
Yo, it's
like,
wait,
shit
wait.
Go wrong for me with free money.
Look, which why I was saying that, like, yeah, tell me stop. Like, I ain't got no luck for that.
I was in the studio. I was like, oh, look, my man gonna do this. And he like, shh, I don't know, squad.
Yeah, I was like, I ain't got no luck for that. Like, with free money, I'm gonna get in trouble.
I'm
gonna be the 50th nigga that got in trouble that did it.
I can't get no free money. Motherfuckers be like, yo, bro, you got an LLC. How long you had it? I had it for such and such years.
Oh, you get 100 grand.
I can get you 200 right now. I'm like, bro, you can't get it's not gonna work for me. It ain't. Bro, this shit so got so tight. You know they did the taxes, you get it $30,000. That shit said 32,000, bro. I ain't see that shit yet. Real shit. I can't make it
up. There's a couple people still waiting for their
I ain't see mine yet.
He said, I ain't see
it. I ain't see it yet. I can't get free money. That shit still pending. No bullshit. That shit still pending, bro.
It's still pending.
I can't make it up.
Oh, shit like that.
We wasn't getting none of that free money, bro.
Oh,
I'm mad
shit
I missed
like
out
that.
On it because a lot of people got some things
you
done with
too?
That free money, man.
Everybody was talking about something. Man, oh, yeah. They were like doing this because they got
all these
that.
Bitches got their body
I felt like a nut. Oh, yeah.
Everybody.
Oh, I ain't going to lie. Some of the bitches get that body back.
Yeah, they get it back.
Go back. They get that body
where
back.
Where you got it from. Take the plane and tell them to take
just like
every part off.
That's how my brother said. What'd he say? I'm going to show you, though.
What'd he say?
I'm going to show you what they built like. Boob say, hold on.
Boob, shout out to
this
Boob.
This nigga
man.
Funny as shit. Hold on. He said he built like a blue ant. Yo, he said the bitch is built like this. Don't bet. They tell me they ain't. They built like that. A blue ant. No cap. The legs, though. You see the legs?
Drawing.
Yeah, the hip to legs ratio
bitches look
is
just
off,
like
man.
This.
Drawing.
Yeah, get them baddies, bodies back, ladies.
So nice. What's next for you, bro? Like, tell us what you got going on.
Yeah.
Like, tell us what you got going on.
Run your whole joint.
So right now, I got Spike Lounge, 716 Frankfurt Ave.
Mm-hmm.
My goal is, you know, like anybody else, I want to get a restaurant, you feel me?
Okay.
But I feel like...
Brick and water.
So people be... I'm more so like a do-it-on-my-own type time thing.
Yeah.
You feel me? I'm not for the people. Like, whereas, though, you know, people be like, oh, bro, you should do this in the third, or I just go get something because it look thorough.
Mm-hmm.
I don't move like that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I feel like in the city of Philadelphia, like, you can have a cap on how far you can go
mm-hmm.
compared to if you move to another city. I don't plan to cooking. I feel like, yeah, it got me to where I'm nowhere near where I want to be, but it got me somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I feel as though I want to move. I'm actually trying to move to another city and I want to franchise in different cities down south.
Okay.
Because I feel like that's what's best for me at the moment. You feel me? I love it here. I love the city, but I feel like the shit was, what I've done and how I did it for myself is great for myself. It's not even about for nobody else because I did things that I thought.
Yeah, you showed yourself something.
I didn't think I could do on my own. You know what I'm saying? And you know, usually you gotta have like, you gotta have your partners and shit like that. I really did this shit on my own, which is crazy. If I didn't know nothing, I watched YouTube. I didn't put myself in debt.
YouTube University, shout out to
YouTube. YouTube University is really real, bro.
That's real.
For sure.
It's really
sure.
real. Like, you really can save a lot of money. Mm-hmm. Granted, don't get me wrong, if I could go to school, if I had the time, and I probably would. Because if I did, I'd be on some shit.
Yeah.
Real rap. Because it's a lot of, it's no shade.
Well, that Alfredo would be $90.
If I, no, $150, fuck you talking about. But like,
$150.
Like, I don't, no I, like, so we get caught up in the thing where it's though, like, you know, there's a lot of chefs in the city.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now at a crazy rate though now because before
this is what I was explaining to this is what I
it
was
wasn't
explaining.
That many chefs now it's like
bro,
a gazillion of a lot of y'all food nasty too
yo chill
it's like no
it would be why I'm on the show you want to say some shit like that
no, nice no, ain't saying
but no listen though shout out to all the chefs
but shout out all the chefs though
that's
bro.
Been
shout
doing
out
it for so long that's up and coming and stuff like that but this is what I was saying to
but
him
I had some nice nasty food
what I was saying to him right. You know, it was never thorough to become a chef.
Mm-hmm.
It's some thorough people that's cooking now. And it make people
and I
like,
got family, yeah.
If he can do it or she can do it and all that. And don't get me wrong, I salute. I see it. I sit back. I go, I grab food from everybody. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. If I get a chance to. I don't, it's no, I'm not in competition with nobody.
Right.
But at the same token, it's like, you know, you do gotta separate yourself from certain shit too as well. Like, I can't be at the table with everybody. Everybody ain't me. And I'm not everybody because I be wholehearted and genuine. And whole time you got a scheme of what you got going on and all that. It's not genuine, so I'd rather not. But far as me, I wanted to like really like continue, you know, hiring people and showing people that you can legit make some good money. You feel me? Whereas though, hopefully I can inspire somebody, bro, because I ain't nobody really inspiring me. You know what I'm saying? But I had to figure this shit out on my own.
People seeing your motion, and I believe somebody is somebody somewhere like that's inspired from your motion. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's somebody somewhere, like, inspired from your motion because, like, you really seen him, like, turn it up on what he got going on, so.
I think that's what make it easier for me now because, like, more so, bro, I would have never did nothing like this. Like, you know, no podcast or no
You showing a different side. Nice.
I really don't be on that. I'm, like,
building your brand.
Yeah, that's true. But it's just, like, for the people that don't know me.
I don't think we was one of these.
No, real shit though. Like, for you know, it's different that people know you and people that don't know you. You know what I'm saying? So some people would think like, oh, you for attention, you for social media. I don't really. If I wasn't cooking, I wouldn't say fuck social media. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because it don't relate. But because I have a business and it helped me out and all that, I would do it. But I'm camera shy and all that. I don't really get nervous. I'm come from where as though you ain't supposed to be
on camera.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you got shit going on, but this shit different.
But that's why we gotta like for real to keep it all like a buck. That's why we gotta change the narrative for like all that cool corny shit because I come from that era and right now it's like I think it's good like when you step outside your comfort zone.
Facts,
you know what I'm saying?
Facts.
Like you have to step outside your comfort zone. Like all that staying like being a prisoner of your past and being a prisoner of like your surroundings and your environment, bro. That's like that's small minded shit.
But it'd be a lot like that a lot of time because bro, you gotta think about it. We come from a city where as though you gotta be on guard.
And it's like
at
everybody gotta be in the same mind frame. That shit is exhausting.
It's hard though.
Like it's exhausting, bro.
It's hard.
Like we all gotta think the same way and go the same way and do the same.
So
like,
it makes it more like it make it more easier when I go out of the city and I go somewhere else. Cause when you know you go somewhere, I could be in a room, be 30 niggas in there. Niggas got tattoos on. Yo, bro, what's up? Da, da, da. They all speak.
Yeah.
Ain't like that here. You hear a nigga speaking to you? It's like or he trying to get
what tippy on? Or why he
either gay? Excuse my French. Excuse my French, but you know, you get what I'm saying? He either on some shit like that, or he either trying to line you. It's no good. So he could be a good person, but your guard is already up.
Quick story. After the Future concert,
right?
I'm outside with my folks and shit. We waiting on other motherfuckers and shit. So this nigga walked past, but he looking at me and shit. So I'm looking at him like what's going on? Like, I'm on what you on?
Yeah.
The nigga get past me and was like, bro. See Ben from the show? Yeah, I like that shit, bro. Keep going to podcast, right?
What?
Shit crazy.
That's our
like
second
that.
Drink.
Yeah.
You know, that's our second shout out from
a fan.
At a concert.
At a concert.
Bro. First was at the Pusha T concert. Next was at the
Future.
Dang, shout out to Keep It A Year.
I was like, I felt like, damn, I just was ice grilling this nigga whole time. He just didn't know how to approach
me. Yeah, he approach
that shit is crazy, you know, bro. I deal with that sometimes because it's like with me, bro. Like, all right, so I'm being honest with you. I don't look as like I'm somebody and all this cool shit. You feel me? I don't look at nothing like that. I'm regular nigga.
Yeah, yeah.
I know where I come from. So when you have a person, they be like, I ain't gonna lie, bro, you're fool. Da da da. It be throwing me off sometimes because they be like, yo, ain't nice. And then I really understand it now. Like, whereas though, like a person be calling me and all, yo, what's up? Or a nigga speak, I speak back, yo, what's up? Cause I don't know who it is. But they be like, yo, no, bro, I've been following you, bro. You on some shit that's in the third body. And I can't really be like, yo, nigga, dicky. You know what I mean? I can't do that. Like, I can't, not real shit, I can't do that. But that's the city, that's the feeling in you. Like,
yeah,
you, like,
that's definitely
dicky,
the feeling.
Yeah, we
like,
keep calling somebody a dicky. Yeah,
real shit. You can't do that, though, bro. When you got shit going on, man, you cannot do that,
wild.
Bro.
I think we at a point right now where
yo,
it's like
out of pocket of the city.
We can also decipher if a nigga dicky or not. You get what I'm saying?
I say everybody
what? No, bro. Because if y'all in the spot chilling and y'all man come up and be like, no, well, Rallo and Gilly, they, you know, stop dicking,
yeah,
bro.
Oh, yeah.
See, look.
But I wasn't talking. It wasn't
bro,
that concept.
That argument
so
you play.
I'm like, yo, what's up with
that's
y'all?
That's just
like,
the feeling in
you. Go up, you be like, tip you on.
Yeah,
like,
nigga, I got the same shit going on. Like, you feel me? Like, you go automatically
dicky.
No, but it's
just that. Now I'm going to really call you a dicky.
Real shit, though, bro. That's how that shit be. So you be
shout
like,
out to Wallow Gill.
No, nah, real shit. You get caught up. They know. Yeah, they know niggas be dicky. Yeah.
I think Wallow probably be saying, I know you said that. Hey, Wallow, I know you called a couple people dicky this too. Stop acting like you were
super extra motivation.
Yeah, stop acting like you all
the time, like, cuz dicky.
No, real shit.
That was some dicky right there.
No, man. So nice. Tell everybody how they can get in contact with you, nice.
Can't. I mean, you could come up the spike. I might be there. You feel me? I might not. Yo, now I'm gonna tell you why, bro. I've been too accessible for so long.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm crazy. I'm gonna tell you why, bro.
You said you can't.
I'm gonna tell you why, bro. I really took my livelihood where I live at every day, bro. Niggas been knowing where I've been living at every day for the last 4 years.
Yeah, that's kind of rough, dude. Nice, I ain't gonna hold you.
Like, where's though you can?
Yeah, knock on your door.
You know what I'm saying? I gotta come to the door. You feel me with the joint on me and all that? Cause I don't know who it is.
Yeah.
Like, bro, I stopped cooking in my crib for a minute. I was still getting people just really knock on the door. Damn, y'all still selling food and shit like that? I was too accessible. I hate that accessible shit, bro.
Yeah. Especially like, in my bitches.
Bro, I lived in a...
in my bitches.
Bro, I lived in the Marriott and the Sheraton for 4.5 months. So I can't be accessible, bro.
Shout out the Nice, man.
Shout out the fucking Nice,
oh, God.
Man.
This is a fact.
Give him your social media handle and all that,
man,
dude.
Nice_Mills, man.
That's it. Nice Mills.
You had a flyer or some shit going on. What's up with that?
February 4th.
February 4th is my actual birthday.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I'm throwing a birthday bash.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, everybody come out because it's everybody's birthday that day. I throw bangers. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? No cocky shit, but, like, I got people who love me and fuck with me and just as well as vice versa because I show genuine love.
Yeah, right.
So if I do have something going on, I notice that people come out and fuck with me.
Uh-huh.
Like, y'all had something going on. I wouldn't even have to be on the show.
Yeah.
But I would come pull up and just sit and just pay attention because of what you got going on. I like doing shit like that. Now. I like really supporting, bro.
Yeah.
Like, on some genuine shit.
That's where the love at, for real, man. It's in that support, man.
For sure. But Nice, before we let you slide, I need you to reset the narrative. What the fuck happened with this beefy shit?
Oh,
at the gym. What happened? I need you to reset the narrative.
No,
I'm not
going to
say
shit.
I'm going to let you say what's going on and what happened. We're resetting the narrative.
Shout out my man Beefy, man. Like, all right, so my man, he ain't played ball in a while. You know what I'm saying?
Shout out Beefy. That's my heart.
If we talking about somebody playing for some real money,
who
we get in the city, don't matter who in the what, we going to get Beefy.
You know what I'm saying?
That's so the ball, he called out Beefy. I mean, he didn't actually call him out, but he wanted to play the best player.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So you know how they say cameras don't lie?
Yeah.
Cameras lie like a motherfucker.
Okay.
If you're not there to see what's going on, some shit could be pertained to look a certain way that it's really not.
Yeah.
So, you know, at first to say that we didn't let this guy warm up, none of that cool shit.
Mm-hmm.
He warmed up for like an hour and a half, bro,
mm-hmm.
on a whole nother court.
Yeah. He tried to get extra shots up when the crowd, everybody.
But the thing about it was when it got to him and Beefy game,
mm-hmm.
the owner of the gym was on some more so like ready to close the gym down because the games was taking too long to start.
Okay.
So my thing is, it's another nigga named Nice. It's his shit, but it's like he got the wrong people that surround him because they don't do this shit the correct way.
Yeah.
Like at all.
At the end of the day, they don't do nothing. They don't do nothing right. And he got some good shit going on.
Great thing. That's what I have actually told myself. Shout out to Fern Hill Hoops.
No bullshit. Shout out to Fern Hill Hoops. So it's like, you know, you got to separate certain people. So at the end of the day, when it was time for the game to start,
mm-hmm.
he more so like a laid back type of person. He don't really.
Yeah, that's
like,
not his personality. He's not that. So he needs a person
like that's more talkative or that's going to organize shit.
Expedite the situation.
Yeah. Exactly. So what I did was, you know, I was trying to get the game started. Yo, come on, because they're going to stop it.
He wanted
to get more extra shots. So I grabbed the ball so we could check. But it looked like I don't want him to warm up, but that's not the case.
Yeah.
And, you know, me and this guy schooled, we done had our own conversation outside of there.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So long story short, you know, they playing, whatever the case, but he was talking shit to me. Yeah, I tapped the ball.
Okay.
Because I feel like if...
It looked funny on camera, though.
I respect the accountability. Yeah,
we play defense.
Yeah, we play defense.
We play defense. Yeah. My man on the court, I'm playing defense with him.
I respect the accountability.
We all win. Fuck you talking about? Like, real shit. I tapped the ball.
We can't let the Baltimore and Maryland niggas come in.
Because at the end
like
of the day, bro, listen, again, yes, I tapped the basketball, but what I wouldn't do, I wouldn't never touch that man. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't do no weird shit.
For
which
sure.
was, the niggas actually like kind of like smacked his head on some weird. Niggas know some, bro. I'm gonna give it a game, bro. Because if this would happen in another city,
yeah.
You feel me? Like, that would be super crazy. Like,
for sure. It's going down.
I don't give a fuck what's going on, bro. I ain't about me being super tough or nothing like that. It could be five niggas. You one swing, I'm telling you, what's up?
Yeah.
I'm not letting you swing first, because if I feel like
it's going there
I'm swinging first. Because when y'all get in the car and y'all try to bid and all that, yeah, we fuck cuz up. But y'all gonna be like, oh, no, I ain't gonna lie. He fucked you up, bro. Like, real shit, he was getting right with you. I'm not pulling for that.
He was getting right with you.
Real shit. I got to be on that. You feel me, bro? I got to. But,
yo, what?
But I got to, bro. Man. So it's like... That shit, it should be a great thing, man. You know, it was a good thing for the city at the time.
And I think it was still a great turnout.
It was a great thing. Because he actually ended up coming to Spike.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Shout out
to school. This is what niggas don't say, though.
Yeah, that's nobody say that.
You resetting the narrative.
He actually ended up coming to Spike.
Mm-hmm.
He actually ended up getting some food. He enjoyed the food. Him and his homies, you feel me? And we had a conversation, like, whereas though, like, he said he wanted to come back to the city under another circumstance or whatever the case may be, different situation. And, you know, I feel like that should happen.
Shout out to school, man. Yeah, shout out to Beefy, school, man. Shout out to, the old Philly, man.
Well, that's a good thing for the city, bro. Yeah. We need a lot of good positive. We got a good thing.
We need
that
more
we
vibes
do.
Like that, man.
Next
we need more vibes like that.
We're going to be there. We're going to be there.
We provide entertainment.
I ain't going to lie. Y'all should. I like this for y'all, man.
I like it nice.
Real serious, I really do. Because it's like, bro, you could be doing anything in the world.
Yeah.
I mean, we don't be understanding how good we got it.
Yeah,
and I only say that because I've been through a lot of shit, you feel me?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I've been shot before, you feel me? I done been in some real situations, bro.
Yeah.
I done lost some homies in front of me and all that. Like, you know what I'm saying? I done been to jail. So it's like I can sit here and have conversations and all that and don't feel... Yeah. I'm cool to be felt like, oh, yeah, it's the old head. Like, I'm cool with that because niggas don't make it to what I...
To make it to my age.
You know what I'm saying? And it only be about the age.
Keep your integrity.
Exactly. Because it don't really also be the age. It could be the situations and how long you've been going through certain shit.
For sure.
That's
the important part.
Real shit. Because some niggas look old and they be young as shit.
And they be 22.
Well, I just want to say I appreciate you, bro, and the growth that you expressed on this platform.
For sure.
And I want to appreciate you. I just want to tell you thank you for coming up here and rocking with us and all that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no problem, bet, bro. Like, I'll be
my
glad.
Nigga, man.
This some shit like, I don't even want to leave. You feel me?
Everybody saying they be cold.
Like, real shit because, like, I don't, I'm not a talker. Like, even if I'm around, I bid. And I only do that around people that
I'm
cool with.
Other
than that, I be quiet, bro. I don't really be on it. You know what I'm saying?
That's no bet.
That's a T. How much time we got? All right, so... What we do now, I do like a thought of a week, like closing out the show. So it's just like anything that's on your mind that you just want to put out there. It could be sucker shit. It could be inspirational. It could be like anything. If you don't have one, that's cool. And then I'll just go to L. And then I just.
Y'all can start it off.
Well, what's your thought of the week, L?
My thought of the week is I just want to allude to like what we just showed up here. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like just community coming together. Like no matter what, you know what I'm saying, niggas. Everybody got going on. Like, let's just, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, help each other. Like, you know what I'm saying? Let's push each other. You know what I'm saying? Whatever it is, like, let's just support one another and stop, like, just the sucker shit. And stand in that mentality, that same mentality that we prisoners of. And, you know what I'm saying? Coming from where we come from. So that's all, man. Just show the
love.
And
I'm going to piggyback off that. This is not my thought of the week, but I'm going to piggyback off that.
Yeah.
Philly is a. If everybody networked with each other, and uplifted each other, what they had going on.
It'd be crazy.
Can't nobody do nothing with us.
But it's not like that. That's why people go, that's why I tried to explain to you earlier when I was saying it's a cat level on how far
you
get. Because when you go to another city, bro, they really be on some shit.
Pushing each other, supporting each other.
When you from Philly, bro, and you go to, I know this, it's not off topic, it's the same thing, but when you from Philly and you go to any other state, bro,
it be different. You bull, and you bull. Yeah.
No bullshit. You him, bro. Like, you don't got to know nobody, no celebrities or nothing. They just treat you a certain way.
Sure.
So don't let alone be... open up establishment, that shit is going to go crazy for you.
And that's just because of the air that you bring. That
but here is like a cap level, bro. Ain't no...
Yeah.
We can all three be chefs, bro. You feel me? And this is how crazy the shit work. But I say, damn, we go downtown, bro, we get Steak 48, we get Devin's, we get Del Frisco's and them all this money. We don't have no black urban restaurant downtown at all. But I can say, damn, I can have the thought process, might not have the money, but you got the money, and you got, we all, us three, as we can be the dream team.
Yeah.
It won't be like that.
People
because
can't
the
see
motherfucker
that far.
Be like, oh,
yeah.
my, this
and they
my.
Wanna, yeah, they want to be the main nigga.
You know what I'm saying, bro?
Yeah, they want to be the only one.
It's fucked up,
they
bro.
They want to be thought of in that light. So this is my thought of the week.
I fall that, man. Go ahead, Squirt.
Make this first. So my thought of the week is, if you got motion and you got a lot of shit going on, right? You strayed away from a lot of shit that you wanted to do. You just had a lot of self-discipline because you wanted to focus on your goal. So let's just say you hit that goal, right? And if niggas never celebrated you and your accomplishment, niggas never wanted you to win.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying?
Facts.
Think about it. If a nigga, if we got motion, I'm going to just use the pod or the vibe. Like,
yeah.
Until you listen to it, you going to be a fan, like, after you listen to an episode.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah,
but it's
like about it.
Motherfuckers will see what you got going on, but won't say nothing about it until you get the way you need to go. And then it was like, bro, I've been fucking with you since. You get what I'm saying?
Why not show it up front, though?
That's the thing. Like, niggas see what you got going on, but don't never want to fucking give you your flowers while you working towards your goal.
They don't do that, bro.
When that's an important part.
I just was telling
them. Yeah, you just was. Yeah.
When I was in the crib, bro, when I was doing certain shit, motherfuckers be, this how crazy this shit was. I have a person like, bro, you had 10,000 followers already. I never pay attention to my followers,
yeah.
bro. Uh-huh. I'm not a social media person.
Yeah, watching ball.
I don't watch none of that shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? So a person like, damn, bro, remember you told me you was going to cook? I'm like, bro, I ain't tell you shit. Like, I ain't never had this conversation with you, bro. I didn't even know I was going to cook. Like, you feel me? I remember when he used to be like, he was going to make the Alfredos like this. And I'm like, yo, these niggas really be tripping. Once they think you to a certain, because motherfuckers count your pockets, bro. I had a problem with that for a long time.
Yeah.
Damn, it's Alfredo's $30.
I seen 10 people walk out this joint.
Come on, bro. Come on, bro. Real shit. Oh, yeah, he just made a quick $300 that fast. Like, come on, bro. Niggas be counting your pockets.
Ain't know what kind of bills, nothing.
Oh, I seen you out of Atlanta doing this. Y'all grab bikes. Your bike got stolen. You grab another. Oh, you on some shit. I'm like, yo, what the fuck? That's why I said, that's why I can't be accessible like that.
Yeah,
anymore, bro.
For sure. And that's for your own safety, too.
Yeah.
Real shit.
That's for your own over.
Once people start telling you certain shit, that shit like, oh, this, yo, I'm start. Oh, this nigga paying attention to me. Oh, too much.
Too much.
Real
too
shit.
Too much, bro.
Yeah,
too much.
You know too much.
Yeah. Too much.
Nice. Thought of the week.
The starters, you got to keep it a yard. You got to keep it a yard.
I appreciate the shameless plug.
You know what I'm saying? You got to keep it a yard no matter what, bro. Uh-huh. Be true to yourself.
For sure.
You be yourself. I feel like in life, bro, if you just be yourself, you get further.
For sure.
You don't have to worry about an image or
nothing.
Worry about this being for certain people and all that. Be yourself, bro.
Yeah.
That's what I've done. Like, at the end of the day, I used to have, my pride used to be a motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I want to do certain things that it probably would benefit me because
that pride is a motherfucker.
Pride
for
is
sure.
a motherfucker.
Yeah.
So I only could go off of, like I said, I'm not nowhere where I want to be at, but I've grown as a person. What you can say. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, for
because
sure.
we know this person.
Yeah.
I've grown a lot as a person, so I just be wanting to show people. It's a lot of... I used to... The change your image, bro, that's the hardest thing to do in the world.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I had a fucked up image. Bad.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you the bully. You do this and that. And to get that off your back, bro, that shit be like... That
like
shit hard.
Yeah,
so I say, like, just stay true to yourself. It's cool with being positive, you feel me?
Mm-hmm.
It's cool with uplifting another person.
For sure.
And all that. Like, that's what I'm on. That's what I've been on for a long time.
No bet.
You know what I'm saying? It's cool to not know somebody and try to help somebody out.
Yeah.
100%.
You feel me? Like, 100%. I don't got no pride, no none of that. If we can figure something out, we got something going on, that's just what it is.
Yeah.
That's
sure.
just what I'm trying to do because money, generational wealth is going to get us where we need to be.
For sure.
I shouldn't have to, like when I was cooking, when I started cooking, I said I never wanted to be in a bar. I've been in two bars. I'm not going to never be in another bar.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like far as like, oh, this I'm at this spot. I'm at a lot of chefs, you know, no shade. You know, they've been throughout every bar throughout the city.
Yeah.
I choose not to do that because I'm big. I made myself.
Yeah.
The bar didn't make me. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
So it's like, be yourself,
true
stay true to yourself.
True shit.
If you want to do something, bro, start that shit off in yourself because at the end of the day, it's going to make it better. If it all fails today or tomorrow and I don't be at a bar, You know what I'm going to do? Open the bando back up. Mm-hmm. And it's jumping. Stay true to yourself.
Stay true to yourself, bro. You heard?
And on that tip, man, set the example, be the example. We over here, keep it in your Vibecast. We just want to thank everybody for listening, man. Everybody like and subscribe.
Shout out to our sponsors. Tell a friend.
Hopefully next week I'll have the flyers for the the pop-up events and vendor prices and stuff like that. And we're still working on the merch. And you see us in the street, man. Show love, man.
Because we everywhere, man. We speak, man. You know what I'm saying?
We want to give a shout out to Nice Mills for coming up here and blessing the situation.
Yeah, for sure.
We want to give a shout out to T. Sorry for being late, T.
I want to give
a shout out to Elski Biz. I hope he be a better friend to me.
I'm trying every day, man. I'm trying, man.
No, I really appreciate y'all though, bro. This is a good outlet for people to be able to speak and be themselves truthfully.
For sure.
Well, I mean, I hope they be themselves truthfully because you know people get the cameras in their face. And
you come up here, that's what we gonna try and get though. Yeah, we gonna vibe it up.
This shit pick up for y'all. Y'all be on a bigger platform, bro. It starts somewhere.
And that's the play.
I appreciate you.
That's the play.
That's the play, bro.
Kind words, broski. And on that tip, we're going to give a shot next week.
See y'all later, man.
We're going to see y'all on the back end.